Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and we will begin on the second line. Amalei Rav L'Ravasi. Rav told Ravasi, Leitad B'Masa D'Leit Son of Basusia, don't live in a city where the horse doesn't make sound, Leinava Pakava, and where the dog doesn't bark. As the Rashbam explains, because dogs barking prevent thieves, because if the thieves come, the dogs begin to bark. And a horse, if the thieves come, then they're available that you can ride on the horse and chase down the thief. And the Ben Yayad explains, so then we don't have to have the noise of the horse. The point is the horse should be available that I can ride on him. So he explains that the thieves hear the horses making noise, so they know that this is a town I want to stay away from, because I come to this town, they'll have a way to chase me down. Furthermore, Baltadabir, don't live in a city. The Reish Masa Asya, that the mayor, the Rosh Ir, is a doctor. So first you explain, either because the doctor is very busy, so he doesn't have time to take care of community affairs, or the doctor knows about health issues, so he's always worried about his health. So he says, today I can't come to meet him because it's too cold, and tomorrow I can't come to meet him because it's too hot, and I can't come to meet him because I have to eat at the right time. So that's why it's not good to have a doctor as the mayor. Another pshat that I saw is they were saying to him, don't live in a city that they'll make Asu, his name was Asi, that they'll make you the mayor. Because if you'll be busy being mayor, you won't have time to learn Torah. For the tenth of Tarti, don't marry two wives. In the south Tarti, and if you marry two wives, Nes of Tlas, marry a third wife. Because if you marry two wives, there's a concern that two of them will join together against you. But if you marry three, even if two join against you, the third one will report to you what's happening. Amalei Rav Lev Kahana, Hafoich bin Nevelta, it's better that somebody should work with nevelas, with animal skins. It's not a very great job. V'loi tepech b'mili, rather than talking. So first, explain, if you have a job that involves that you may have to say lashon hara, or you may have to talk too much, prefer to take a menial job rather do that job. The Ben Yoyad explains, don't take a job that involves you being a broker, because brokers many times have to say something which is not true to make the deal happen. Prefer to take a job which is menial rather that you can come to chas v'shalom lie. Continues, pshoy nevelta b'shuka. Prefer to work in this very menial, embarrassing job that you have to work with animal skins in the street, v'shkol egra, and take up and get paid. V'leitema, rather than say kahana ani, I'm a kohen, I'm a choshva person. V'gavra, rabbana, I'm a very distinguished person. V'sanya be'milsa, and therefore, and it's not befitting for me to work. Now this Gemara opens itself up to a very old debate. First of all, the Mefarshim asked, the Gemara says the Talmud Chacham does not even have a revav, a stain on his clothing. And here, working with this kind of work, he's certainly going to be stained. So they say it's when you're not allowed to have a stain when you're not working. If your job involves working with such hides, so that's what it takes. And the Rambam says it in more than one place, that a person is supposed to have a paying job. It could be a Talmud Chacham, it could be a Rav, but he's supposed to have a job. But many Paiskim disagree. The Tashbat says that the Rambam was able to say it, first of all, because he was Makur of Lamalchus, he had great connections, and he was a doctor. Not everybody is able to have such a wonderful position. Moreover, the Tashbat says, more it's more difficult to learn nowadays because we forget our learning much quicker than they used to, so we need to learn full time. The Ramah in Halacha, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, says that of course if a person should be a Rav, and if he can't be a Rav and work, he should be a Rav and the community has the obligation to pay him a salary. But he says of course if somebody could do both, that's great, have an income and not have to rely on his Rabbonis for a salary. But the Marshal takes a step further. He says people they think that they can do it, but it's not really true. They could have both a job and Rabbonis. You have to be really sure you can do it. And Ramosha, and the Bir Halacha says it, takes it even a step further. A lot of times It's the Atzas HaYetzer, Moshe says. The Yetzahar is telling you you could do both. It's really very difficult to do both. Klal Yisrael needs Rabbonim. Klal Yisrael needs Talmidei Chachamim. And Klal Yisrael needs to support those Rabbonim and Talmidei Chachamim. Continues the Gemara. Slak the Igra Sherushcha Biyotcha. When you go on the road, take along food with you. To the degree that if you're going upstairs, slak the Igra, you're just going from downstairs to upstairs, always have food along with you. Meya Kara B'masa B'zuzah Tusei K'naf Nehavim. So two pshat in this. One pshat is I'm traveling, and I know that where I'm traveling to, food is very inexpensive. You could get 100 cucumbers for a zuz. Still, take along your own food. May a car be mas bezuzah, even if you could get 100 cucumbers for a zuz, too sick enough to have it. You take along your own food when you travel. Another pshat is that may car be mas bezuzah, you're able to get a great deal. You're able to get 100 cucumbers for a zuz. Too sick enough to have it. Keep it under your coat. Keep it quiet, because otherwise if people find out about it, there'll be an ayin hara, and then it won't be such a great deal. Amle Rav Chiburei. Rav Chiyah told his son. Rav told Chiyah's son. Letishta Sama, don't drink, don't take medicine. And Farshim explained. Either you're saying that when you're healthy, don't start taking all these medicines because they're expensive and it's a hard habit to break. Or even when you're sick, if you could avoid healing yourself with medicine, it's the best. For two reasons, the Mepharshim explained. Number one, medicines are expensive. And number two, all medicines have a side effect. So if you could avoid medicine, that would be the best. Like Tishava Negra, don't take big steps over the pond, because the Gemara says that somebody takes psiyagasa, takes big steps, it affects his vision. Don't have your molar teeth removed. Specifically, in olden times, the excision of a tooth was extremely painful and dangerous, so they try to avoid having your molar teeth removed. Don't tease a snake. And the first explained, even if you think that you could better the snake, he could always get you later. And similarly, don't tease goy. Tana Rabbanan. Gimel Amos Ganabem. The three you should not start up with. Eilei Nochri Katan, a young guy. Because this young guy, now maybe he's powerless, but when he'll grow up, he'll get back at you. Nochish Katan, a young snake. Again, now he's powerless, but when he gets older, he could get back at you. The Talmud Katan. And even a Talmud, a young yeshiva student, my Tama, the Machusayu Achuriyad Nayu. They're going to grow up, and when they grow up, you will be embarrassed. This young person will be the Gadol Hador. You'll have to come to him, and now he'll remember, or you'll remember also, that this is the person I teased when he was a child. The Ben Yoyada says, why does he explain? Why is it compared Achurei Adnayu, behind the ears? Why from all the organs of the body, the ear? So he explains that a mouth, one can control what goes in, what goes out. Eyes, we can control. We open our eyes or close our eyes. Ear, we can't control. So it says, these people grow up by themselves, something that's beyond our control, and then when they grow up, we may be embarrassed if we didn't treat them right when they were young. Amle Rav Eva Berei. Tarch Bebek B'shmatza. I tried to teach you Torah, V'loi Mestayim Milsa, but you weren't successful in learning. Ta'ag Gemar Chamila Da'alma. So I'll teach you business sense. However, the Ben Yoyada explains that most of these things, besides having a business aspect to it, also have a Musar aspect to it. Adchala Karech, when you still have the sand on your feet, Zvinach Zovin. If you go out of town and you bring merchandise to sell, when the sand is still on your feet, immediately sell it. Don't hold on to it. What's the Musar? When you're still young, When you have sand on your feet, when you're still young, already start working on fighting the Yetzirah. When you're old, it's much more difficult. You can regret selling a lot of items because they may go up in value, and you sold them when they weren't that expensive. Besides, for wine, you'll never regret selling wine because wine can get sour. So while it's still good, sell it. What do Mefarshim say? Saying words, you may regret what you said. The only thing you'll never regret saying is Divrei Torah. The Torah is compared to Yain. Yain Aishal Torah. Nobody, when you say Divrei Torah, you'll never regret saying Divrei Torah. Shari Kisech Pesach Sakech. When you get money, open up your sack. Meaning, take money immediately for what you sell. Don't sell on credit, or make sure that when you're getting paid, the exchange is immediate. When you give the merchandise, get the money immediately. Kava ma'ara, it's better to get a little from right where you are, less, so like kurma igra, not to get more from far away. To have panasa near your home is very worthwhile. Tamra b'chluzach, if you have a little date, the base sudna rod, run right away to the place where they make it into beer. We said many times they used to make beer out of dates. Right away turn it into beer. Because if you're going to hold on to it, what will happen is you'll eat up the dates and you won't have the beer. Vat kama, how much? You have to have at least the minimum to make a beer. Amarava at losa saw. When you have three saw of dates, turn it into beer immediately. Amra Papa, Eloi Dramoi Shakra, if not for the fact that I was a beer maker, Loya Asri, I wouldn't have become wealthy. Ikadamri Amra Khizda Eloi Dramoi Shakra, if I wasn't a beer maker, Loya Asri, I wouldn't have become wealthy. My Sudna, we said a beer maker is called a Sudna, Amra Khizda Soidna. It's a secret, it's a family secret how to make beer, the Gemilas Sodom, and then you become wealthy and you can do tztaka. The Ben Yayada says, what does this mean? That collect, he says, collect all that you have. So when a person comes to learn, he should, instead of learning bi'iyun and saying all sorts of divrei Torah that may be correct and incorrect, he should learn up shas, learn up the daf, and he'll have something to keep. Soidna, that's an important secret in the success of learning Torah. Amra Papa, kol agav gav yibay. Whenever you sell something on the receivable, with a shtar, with a document, you have to collect it. Kol ashroy, whenever you have credit, you sold on credit, safek asoy, safek lo asoy. First of all, there's a question, will you be able to collect the money that's owed to you? Udaasi, and even if you get collect, mas ruas ninu. As we said many times, in those days, the value of the currency wasn't just a dollar was a dollar. The currency, the metal had value, and if it was a rubbed out coin, it was not that valuable. So even if you get paid, you may get paid with coins that really don't have any value. Gimel Dvarim Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shem Anshu Shlain. Rabbi Yochanan said three things in the name of Anshu Shlain. Kshati Yoitzel Mecham, when you go out to war, Al Teitzev Rishayna, don't be the first to go out, El Teitzev Bachroina. You should be in the back of the troops. Kshati Tikans Rishayna, you should go out, you should come back first. So Mefarshim explained, either we're talking here about a Melchemes Rishos, that it's not a mitzvah to go to war. So if it's not a mitzvah to go to war, don't jump to be in the front lines. Or even if it's a Melchemes mitzvah, since it's dangerous, don't be anxious to be in the front lines. Try to be in the back if possible. The Ben Yayada explains this Gemara very beautifully. He says, the first mitzvah of the Torah is Pruv Revu, to get married. The last mitzvah of the Torah is Atam Kisv Lachemes Ashira Zois, to learn and write a Sefer Torah. Both of these mitzvahs, as we've been learning over the last couple of days, prevent the Yetzer Hara, a person who's married. It prevents immoral thoughts and learning. Torah is the best antidote to the Yetzer Hara. We know, he says, that in Eretz Yisrael they believe that it's more worthwhile to learn Torah and then get married. So he says, Pshat Gemara is with this. You're going to fight the Yetzer Hara. Don't fight with the first mitzvah that's written in the Torah, the mitzvah Pir Rivia. Al Teitzei Berachroina, first fight it with the last mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and then Kadesh Tikanes Berachroina, after you learn Torah, then get married. Furthermore, Asei Shabbat Chachol Fatat Starach Lebrius. We learned this yesterday. A person should have less on Shabbos rather than having to come on to people. And Taisus points out the question. He says, the Gemara says in Masechta Beya, Levu Alai Vani Pareya, you borrow L'Tzorech Shabbos for Shabbos needs, and I'll pay back. So why should you not collect money for Shabbos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay you back. Why not borrow? So the number of truths are given. One is that the person doesn't have anybody to borrow from. Another teretz is that the Gemara Masechta Beit tells us to borrow if we have a plan how we could pay back. If we have no way how to pay back, then there's no right to borrow. Another teretz is that the Gemara Masechta Beit is talking about Kiddush. The Kiddush that we learned early in the parak, you have to make Kiddush, so that you should borrow to have for Kiddush wine. But for other needs, you shouldn't borrow. Another teretz is that the Gemara Masechta Beit means the Tzarech Yontif, where Yontif there's a din of Simchas Yontif, there you have to borrow, but not for Shabbos. And another text that I saw is, if a person truly is borrowing because he knows that what he's going to eat is truly the Tzarech Shabbos, he's allowed to borrow. But if he's borrowing just because he just wants to have a good meal, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't guarantee that he'll pay back. So a person has to know himself. And with that, perhaps we could say Pshat, the Torah was the son of the Rosh, the Baal HaTurim. He writes in the Torah the following: Harbe pa'amim sha'alti adoini ovi harosh. Many times I asked my father the Rosh, kigoyin ani, a person such as myself, sha'ainli, that I don't have any money, the Torah didn't have any money, should I borrow l'tzayruch Shabbos? And he says his father never wanted to answer him. Why didn't his father want to answer him? Because his father knew the only time HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees that he's going to pay back is if you really mean it, L'shem Shemayim. So the Rosh said, I don't know what's going on in your heart, so I can't tell you what to do. The Svarim say, Asay Shabbat Chachov at Tzitzarech Lebrius is referring to a time which is Shabbos and Chol, which is the time that has a little of Shabbos and a little of weekday, Matzoi Shabbos. Asay Shabbat Chachol, if during the weekday, by Matzoi Shabbos, you still make Mlava Malka, it's a school of Al Tzitzarech Lebrius that you won't have to rely on other people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Panasa. And do business with somebody who you see is having good fortune. Farshim explained like this. In those days, why would a person go to war? A person would go to war to be able to collect from the spoils of war. But going to spoils of war is dangerous. So Gemara is saying like this. Don't go to war. Even though by not going to war, not being in the front lines, you won't get any of the spoils. So how will you have panasa? So first of all, I'll say Shabbat Chachol. Don't need that much panasa. And whatever panasa you do need, do business with somebody who's being fortunate, and that's how you'll have your panasa. The Rishuv and Levi said three things in the name of the people of Shalayim. Atarva begagos. Don't spend time on the roof. Misoich mishamaisi shahaya. What's the Maisa Shahayu? David and Bathsheba, because Bathsheba was taking a shower on the roof, and David saw her, the whole story where he came to kill Uriah, and everything happened. Bitcha bagger, if your daughter gets older, Shachar avdecha v'tenla. Free even your slave and marry her off. So first I'll explain, what is the Avera of freeing a slave? Either the Avera of freeing a slave is that oilam b'hem tavaydu, they should remain slaves forever. But for a great mitzvah, for mitzvah rabbi, a lot of freedom, marrying off your daughter is a great mitzvah. Or, loisachanim, loititnam matnas chinam, don't give them a gift for no reason. This is not a gift for no reason. It's a gift to marry off your daughter. The Svarim say, the Maranaim says, bitcha bagra, your daughter gets older, You as a father have a responsibility to do everything in your ability to marry off. Shachar avdecha, say, take away from your avoida Hashem, take away time from your learning and spend time to do whatever you can to marry off. Va'avazar be'ishtecha v'chasna rishon, and be careful between your wife and her first son-in-law. My tama, Rav Chisda Mishum Erva, we're afraid they may come do something tomorrow. Rav Kiana Mishum Mamun, she may give him all your money. And says the Gemara Bahava is to both concerns over here. So Rashbam says that it's not strictly the first son-in-law. The first son-in-law is more of an issue, but it's all son-in-laws. So the question is, if you're not allowed to have a mother-in-law and a son-in-law together, so the Rishonim already asked, so how could son-in-laws be in mother-in-law's houses? So there are a number of answers given by the Rishonim. One answer is that if the son-in-law is living there for free, it's no problem. It's only when the son-in-law is paying rent. Another answer is if the son-in-law and obviously his wife have their own private room, it's not a concern. Another teretz that's given, it's only when the son-in-law and the daughter are in arusa, they're not nesuin. Once there's nesuin, there's no concern. And the Meiri says this whole concern about mother-in-law and son-in-laws, this doesn't apply in our days. Nowadays, mother-in-law and son-in-laws, you don't have to worry about. Amar Rav Yochanan, Shloishim Menoichlei Olam Haba. There are three that are going to have Olam Haba. Elin Hador Beretz Yisrael. Somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael is already Me'ein Olam Haba. From a gadol bonov l'talmud Torah, somebody who raises his children to learn Torah, because when the person will no longer be in this world, but if his children are learning Torah, they help his neshama and olam haba. From avdolal yayin b'matzah Shabbos, and somebody makes avdolah on wine matzah Shabbos, asking Ramayi, what does that mean? The mishayim mikedusha l'avdalta, he leaves over from the kiddush, from kiddush to avdolah. So the mishayim say two pshatim. Either it's talking that a person has minimal wine, so he doesn't have enough wine for Kiddush and Avdolah, so he prefers Kiddush to be made on Challah. So he makes Kiddush on Challah so he could save the wine for Avdolah. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that he you're supposed to make Kiddush on wine. Like the Rishonim said that you should preferably always make Kiddush on wine, but he doesn't take a lechayim. He doesn't drink any wine during the meal, because since he has very little wine available, he saves any extra wine for Avdolah. The Ksav Sofer says, what's Pshat Mishayim Mikdush Lavdalta? On Shabbos, a person has Kedusha. That's the day where a person could get Kedusha. The Rai Shirov says, Rav Aaron Levine, on Shabbos, a person can learn. During the week, he doesn't have any time to learn. But Mishayim, he leaves over Kedusha. The Kedusha he amasses on Shabbos, Lavdalta. He saves it for the whole week, that it should sustain him. That Kedusha should sustain him the whole week. I saw another Pshat. You know, on Shabbos they make appeals in shul, or they get aliyahs. So it's very easy to pledge. The Mishayim Kedusha Lavdalta, that when the person makes a pledge, when it's Kedusha, when he's not allowed to give the money, he saves it, but Lavdalah, when he could give the money, he should still give the money. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shloisha Machers Leim HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kol Yoyim. Regarding three people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces every day. Farshim says, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu announce? These are my children. Al Rava Kadar B'Krach, on a single person who lives in a city, and doesn't do anything immoral. Al ani hamachsa aved lebalel, on a poor person, if he finds something, he returns it. Val osham asa peresu betzina, on a wealthy person who gives the meiser quietly. So Farshim say, it says in Pirkei Avos, hakina v'atayv v'akovid maitzinas adam in oilam. Here we have the antithesis of this. Ravik is a person that is able to succumb his taiva. Ani, who gives back an his avedis, he overcomes kinna, he doesn't keep it for himself. And the usher, he gives the tzedakah quietly, is covered. Ask the precious drachim, why doesn't the Gemara say even something bigger, that a poor person gives meiser? Isn't that even a greater? He doesn't have any gifts. So precious drachim says that a rich person has all sorts of different ways, we've learned, that he could avoid giving meiser. Here we have a person that he could have avoided giving meiser, but he didn't. And not only did he give the meiser, but he gave a betzinah quietly. That's a very great madrega. Says the Gemara, Rav Safra Rava Kador B'Krachava. Rav Safra was a single man who lived in the city. Tana Kamed Rava. So he learned this Gemara, where they said that a single person who lives in the city is very great. Rav Safra Tzav Apanav. So Rav Safra felt very good about himself. Tzav Apanav Rav Safra. Rav Safra felt very good. Amalei Rava. So Rava said, Lachka Goy Mar. I didn't mean a person like you. Who do I mean? Kigon Rav Chanina Rav Oishia. Dav Ushkefi Barad Yisrael. They were shoemakers in Eretz Yisrael. Dav Yasve B'Shuka the Zionists. They lived, they had their shoe store in the place where the Zionists lived, worked. Avdele Messina the Zionists. They used to make the shoes for the Zionists. Vaili Inu Mistaklebu. The Zionists used to come into the shop, look at Rav Chanina Rav Oishia. The Inu Loi Madlun Anayu. They, even though they fit the Zionists with the shoes, never looked at them. Or Masayu Hochi, when a Zionist had to make a vow, she used to say, "B'chayeyon Rabbonim Kaddish Betzrol," by the life of these great Rabbonim, as Rashi says in Chumash, erva, wherever you see a person prevent himself for erva, at the moitz kedusha, that's a holy person. Shloisha Kodesh Baruch Hu Oivon, the three Akkadesh Baruch Hu loves, Misha Nekoyis, somebody doesn't get angry. Misha enem staka, somebody doesn't get drunk. Or misha enem mamon amidos, if he knows how to give in. So Rasha makes a point. You would think that who does a Kadosh Baruch Hu love? Somebody who's makbid mitzvahs ben adam lamakim. Here we see who does a Kadosh Baruch Hu love? Somebody who's careful in mitzvahs ben adam lechaveira. Farshim also say, the Gemara says, how could you tell who a person is? Bekisai, bekaisai, bekasai, by his money, by his kais, when he drinks, or bekasai, when he gets angry. So a person doesn't get angry, a person doesn't get drunk, and a person is not particular, he doesn't make a big deal if he owes money, that's who's a great person. And this is the Ramah's basis. They says that even though on Purim you're supposed to drink, but you're never supposed to get drunk. Because a Kadosh Baruch Hu loves somebody, Mishenim Staker, that doesn't get drunk. Shlosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soinam, but there's three HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. Hamadaba Echav Pev Echav Aleiv, he isn't truthful. V'yedei Eidus B'chaveri V'enim Eloi, somebody could say testimony for his friend and doesn't. V'aroi Dava Ever B'chaveri, somebody sees his friend doing something immoral. Umeid B'yechidi, and he says testimony by himself. Because testimony said by an individual, by one witness, is meaningless. And the Chafetz Chaim points out, you would think, people think that a Lashon Hara you're allowed to say about a person if I'm saying it in front of him. Says the Chafetz Chaim, I'm saying it in front of him. I'm still not allowed to say it. Ki hada tovi chata, tovi did an immoral act. V'asa zigit l'chudei v'asabei kamed rapapa. So a zigit came by himself to tell rapapa. Nagde l'zigit. So zigit got malchus. Omlei, so zigit said, tovi chata, Tovya did the Avera for Zigit Manke, and Zigit should get the lashes. I didn't do the Avera, he did. I'm lay in, you deserve it. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, La Yokam E Ichid Beish, a single witness shouldn't say testimony against somebody. For At Lechudach Asadach Bey, you came and said by yourself, Shem Rabba Alma Kamafkas Bey. So all you do is just saying, putting out a bad name, slandering a person without any real purpose. The Eretz Tzvi explains the Gemara. He says that it says in the Chovas Halvavas that if a person says Lashon Hara about somebody else, that person's Averis come on the person who said the Lashon Hara. So what happened here was Zigud said Lashon Hara about Tovya. So Tovya Chata, Tovya did the Averis, but Zigud gets the Malkus because he said Lashon Hara about Tovya. However, Amrav Shmuel Yitzchak, Amrav, Mutalus Noisoy. Even though you're not allowed to say it, you're not allowed to be a testimony when you're by yourself, because it doesn't have any effect, hate a person who you see does avera, you may. Shnemer, because the Pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, Kisira Chamos Anecha Roivitz Takas Masoy. If you see your enemy's donkey under a burden, my son, who exactly is this enemy? Elay Mr. Nakri, if you're going to tell me it's a guy, says the Gemara Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Sani Sha'amru Sani Yisrael. The enemy that is being referred to is a Jew. Elay Sani Nakri, not a guy. El Pshita Sani Yisrael. It must be a Jew. Is the question, Umisar Shari Lemisni, are you allowed to hate another Jew? For Ksivlai Sisna Sachichabal Vavcha, you're not allowed to hate your brother, you're not allowed to hate another Jew. Ella, how are you going to explain that the Pasuk is referring to a person? The Ikasadi, the Avad Yisura. There are witnesses that this person did an Avera. So if there are witnesses that he did an Avera, so it's not only your enemy. Kul Alma Nami Misna Senelei. Everybody's allowed to hate him if he's a Rasha. Maishna Hai. Why only is he only your enemy? Elav. What's the situation? Elav Kei Gavna. It's like this situation. The Chazi by Iyudav Arva. Only one person saw him do something wrong, and therefore he's allowed to hate him, and that's what the Pasuk is referring to. Says Taisus. So what does the Torah tell us? You have a person who's your enemy. Why is he your enemy? Because you saw him doing something wrong. Still, if you see his animal with a burden, you have to help him. Why? If he's your enemy, and he's a Rasha, why do you have to help him? So Taisha says, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kemayim aponim l'ponim, kein leif adam l'adam. The way I am towards you, that's the way you are to me. So let's say I hate somebody, because he's truly a Rasha. But if I hate him, he's going to hate me. Now he has no right to hate me, I'm not a Rasha. So we're going to end up with a very bad effect here, where Jews are going to start hating each other for no reason. So to avoid that, tells us the Torah that even though this person is your enemy, and even though you have a right to hate him because you saw him do a Dvar Erva, pick up his package to avoid extra hate in Klal Yisrael. Rav Nachman Yitzchakama, mitzvah saisai. It's actually a mitzvah to hate somebody who doesn't averish. Nemar, Yiras Hashem, Soinera. People who have Yiras Shemayim hate bad people. The Gemara Masechta Kedushin says that there was once somebody who saw someone's wife, a blind person's wife, do adultery, and they reported it to him. The question was, there was only one aid. Why did he report it? So the Mefarshim answer, because since a husband is not allowed to live with a wife who committed adultery, he had to tell him because he wasn't allowed to remain with that wife. Amar of Achav Rei Dervashi, Mal Memrele L'Rabbi, L'Misnei. One person saw another person do a Dvar Erva. So we know now that he's allowed to hate him, as we just learned in the previous Gemara. Could I tell this, there's a Machlaikas in the Mefarshim, how to learn the Gemara. Could I tell this to this person's Rebbe? To his rabbi, or could I tell it to my rabbi? I know about this person. If I know that my rabbi trusts me, like I have two witnesses, I'm allowed to tell him. If not, I'm not allowed to tell him. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, it's not just enough that I have a cheskes kashrus, that my Rebbe knows I'm an honest person. It has to be a lot more. It has to be that my Rebbe knows that I never say something which isn't 100% true. Only then can I report it. The Chavetz Chaim says, it also has to be the type of a rabbi that will accept a person doing tshuva. In other words, if I report to the rabbi that this person did an aveira, and then that person does tshuva. Everybody has the ability to do tshuva. But the rabbi is not the kind of person that could accept that the person did tshuva. I have no right to tell it to the rabbi. Moreover, there's a machlokes Chavetz Chaim and Rav Moshe. The Chavetz Chaim says, I could tell it to the rabbi, but the rabbi can't tell it to anyone else. Because the rabbi doesn't have any first-hand knowledge. He only knows what he heard from me. Rav Moshe says that the rabbi can't tell it to other people if the other people trust that the rabbi always knows what he's talking about. Then as a machlokes rishonim, under what circumstances could I tell it to the rabbi? Am I allowed to tell it to the rabbi under all circumstances? Or can I only tell it to the rabbi if I attempted to give this person techocha, to give him mussar, and he didn't listen? But if I didn't attempt, just to go report, I'm not allowed to. Tanabon. The three people whose lives isn't a life. Harachmonim, people who abundantly have too much rachmonis, too much pity. Raschanim, people get angry. Vanine Adas, people who are very fickle. Vamrav Yosef, Kul Isnabi. I have all of these traits. So Mefarshim explained. Rabbi Yosef was blind. So a person who's blind, when he hears somebody fall, and he's a rachman, so if we see it, Baruch Hashem, the person fall, we see it's not that terrible. A blind person doesn't know really what happened, so right away he thinks something terrible happened. The same thing is Raschanim, he gets angry. A person who sees it's not that bad. A person who can't see thinks that what happened here is terrible. Anina Das again, somebody who's fickle, he thinks it's a terrible mess. The person who sees it's not so terrible. The Farshim say this is also Pshat. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef used to say in Shavuos, Ilav HaYomer, if not for this day, Kama Yosef Ik B'Shuka. There are many Yosefs in this market. But today, that we got the Torah, and I, Rabbi Yosef, learned Torah, that's why I have to be very happy. What's Pshat? Rabbi Yosef was saying like this, as a person, I don't have such great personality traits. I'm a Rachman, I'm a Ratzchan, I'm a Nine Hadas. What made me into a mensch? Torah. Because the Torah has the ability to do that. That's why I'm so happy on Shavuos. Tan Rabbanan. Shalosh Yisonim Zezer. There are three groups of people, three groups that hate each other. Elena Klovim, dogs. Tanagolim, chickens. V'chavarim. Chavarim was a group of Persians. V'yeshem Af Azoinis. V'yeshem Af Talmidei Chachamim Shebavel. Because the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says, what was the difference between the Talmidei Chachamim and Bavel and the Talmidei Chachamim at Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael, they were Noichen Zel Zebalokah. When they learned together, they were very pleasant. In Bavel, they used to fight. So that's why, even though it wasn't a real sinner, it wasn't a real hate, but it wasn't pleasant. Tanaman Shloshen Ahavim Zel Zeh. The three groups that love each other. Agerim, Vavodim, Varvim are crows. Why? Because these are all downtrodden, so they only have each other to help each other. Abba ain't a das avulson. There are four groups that you can't accept the way they behave. Dalgeya, a person who's poor and he's arrogant. Asher mechachish, a wealthy person who denies owing money. You have the money, pay it. Zakim enough, an old person that still acts immoral. You don't have the yetzahara, what he's still doing it. Upanis mezgei al tzibur b'chinam, and somebody who's a communal leader that acts arrogantly to his community, because he's supposed to realize that everything he has is only because of the tzibur. It's not him, it's the tzibur. Somebody divorces his wife once and the second time, or magzira, and then takes it back. Tanakama, why didn't the Tanakama list this person? He said, because zimna d'ksubasa meruba. The halacha is that when a person gets married, he's supposed to write his wife a ksuba. The whole purpose, as the Gemara Masech, the ksubas teaches us, of a ksuba, is to... It shouldn't be easy to divorce because he's not going to have to pay the ksuba. So what happened here, the Gemara says, is that he divorced her, but then he couldn't pay off the ksuba. So that's why he took it back. So Mefarshim explained, the Ein Eliyahu explains what's the machlokes between the Tanakama and the second Tana. The Tanakama holds that you can't get divorced until you pay up the ksuba. So he already paid the ksuba, so why are you taking it back? The second Tana holds you could get divorced and pay the ksuba later. And that's what happened. They got divorced, and then the person realized that he couldn't pay up the ksuba, so he took it back. Inami, yesh lebonim hamana, they got divorced, but they have children, and they realize it's very detrimental to the children, this divorce, and that's why v'lo masim garshla, he takes it back. Chamish advarim tziva kanan es bonof. Five things the kanan tell his children. Ever zezeh, love each other. Ever segezel, love stealing. Ever love and morality. Sinus of the nechem, hate your masters. Val tadabra emes, never speak the truth. The Mefarshim explained it all came from immorality. They were so steeped in immorality, all these other bad traits emanate from that. Shishat varm nembusus. The sixth thing said about a horse. Ovis is nus, likes immorality. Ovis Muhammad likes to go to war. Rucha gasa, it's arrogant. Moisa shina doesn't like to sleep. Voichel harbe moisa kimah. It eats a lot, but doesn't give out a lot of waste. V'yeshem af makish lahar ba'al ovim Muhammad. It attempts to kill its master in war. So says Ben Yayada, why do I have to know all the traits of a horse? He said, because if you buy a horse and it has one of these traits, so you can't say it's a lemon, but these are the traits of a horse. Shiva menudin l'shemayim. There's seven that are in Chayrim. Elohim, Yehudi she'en le'isha. Judah doesn't have a wife. Every Jew is supposed to get married. B'she'esh le'isha ve'en le'bonim. You're supposed to do what you can to have children. U'mishyesh le'bonim ve'en le'gadim le'tam Torah. He has children, doesn't send them to yeshiva. Mishayim le'tfilin b'roish ve'tfilin b'zroyai. Doesn't have tefillin shereish, tefillin sheyad. Tzitzis v'bigdai. Tzitzis on his garment. U'mezuzah b'pischai. Mezuzah on his door. So Taisa says, either we're talking about a person that has a beged, has a garment with four corners, and he doesn't put on tzitzis, or maybe we're even talking about a person that doesn't own such a garment. But the Gemara Masechta Menachos says that a person is supposed to buy such a garment specifically to be able to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis. For Ne'im Meraglim, Ne'loim Meraglim, doesn't wear shoes. Somebody that avoids sitting in a group that's doing a mitzvah. So Taisus on Kufi Yudalim and Aleph says, what is this referring to? A wedding or a bris milah? And this is the basis for the minig that you don't invite people to a bris milah. Because if you invite him to a bris milah and then he doesn't come, he's menuda l'shmayim, he's in chayim. So the first question is, what about a wedding? The Taisus says that a wedding is also something that if you don't go to, you're in chayim. Yet we invite to weddings. So Mefarshim says, wedding is different. There's a difference between attending a wedding and attending a bris milah. Attending a wedding, you tend to be mesameich chosan v'kala. So if a person says, I'm not going to be able to be mesameich chosan v'kala, he's excused. But going to bris milah, you don't have to do anything. You just have to be there. So it's, you have no excuse. That's why we don't invite the bris milah, because if the person won't be able to come, he shouldn't be in chayim. But the Paiskim point out, there are certain heterim that even if somebody made a mistake and invited you to bris milah, you don't have to go. One is if he invited you not during the bris milah itself, he invited you before. When is the Gemara referring to that you're at the bris and you walk out? You were invited and you walk out. But if you weren't there b'shas bris mila, it's not an issue. Others say that if there's a minyan without you there, it's also not an issue. Other poskim say that if you're a Talmud Chacham and you're going to learn in that time, or you're going to do other mitzvahs in that time, you're also excused. But the Chazon Ish says you have to go to the bris mila, but you don't have to eat. He says, look at the Lashon HaGemara. Misha ain't a mesiv. The Gemara says, Misha ain't a oichel. You don't have to eat, you just have to sit there. Misha ain't a mesiv b'chavur shal mitzvah. Amar Rav b'abachana, Amar Rav Shmuel b'amasa, Amar Rav Mishon Rav Yosi ish hutzel. Menayin shein shoyon b'kaldayim. How do you know that you're not allowed to ask an astrologer? Shnema tamim tiyah m'shem l'kecha. You have to go with a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Tamimus, accept what a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us and does for us, and not try to figure out the future. How do we know if your friend is greater than you are? I feel with davar echad, even in one aspect, shechayiv linig by kovid, you have to respect him. Shenema, the pasuk says regarding Daniel, call the ruach yisei rabbi. Since he was a little, he was greater. He had greater spirit. The king appointed him over the entire kingdom because he was greater. So Tosfos explained again. Tosfos on Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph. We're not talking that this person is your rebbe, because if this person is your rebbe, even if you learn just one thing from him, you have to treat him with respect. Here we're talking about a person, even though he's not your rebbe, but he's a great person, you have to treat him with respect. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Vayeshevus al dam tor asura l'shamish. The halach is like this. Midaraisa, and I emphasize midaraisa, when somebody has a boy, for the first 7 days, the woman is tamei, whether she's experiencing a flow of blood or whether she's not. And for the next 33 days, she's tor, whether she's seeing dam or not. When a girl is born, everything doubles. For the first 14 days, the woman is tahor, tamei, no matter what. And for the next 66 days, she's tahor, no matter what. So the halach is that a night 40 to 41 by a boy, or night 80 to 81 by a girl, even if she's not experiencing dam, Chazal said that that night they shouldn't have relations, to separate between the days that she's tahor and the next set. So the halach is Vayeshevus Adam Tor, a woman who is experiencing the time that she's Tor, the 33 days by a boy, the 66 days by a girl, Asur L'Shamish. For one period, she's not allowed to have relations with her husband. At Kama, how much is that? Am Rav Yosef Oina. So the Farshim explained that one night. The one night from the night, from day 40 to 41 by a boy, from day 80 to 81 by a girl, that night they should not have relations to separate. The Paiskim say this halacha isn't relevant to nowadays, because nowadays we don't have the halacha of Dam Tor. Whenever a woman experiences a flow, we treat her like a nida, so that's why this halacha isn't relevant nowadays.